particular, I'm thinking about the Americas context, where we had colleagues in some very remote locations, and very difficult in terms of returning to that the modality where we can be in a position to best deliver on behalf of the people we serve. So we really appreciate that. I wanted to comment on just a couple of the items, dear Chair of the Staff Council, in terms of the issues that you raise. As you've mentioned, the High Commissioner will examine the contracts policy this year. He has committed to that. We're in a discussion about that at present. We look forward to that. You've also mentioned the difficulties right now in some of our operations, in particular in Eastern Europe around the Ukraine emergency, related to inflation, some of the post-adjustments or lack thereof, and so on. And we've been in a very intensive discussion on the interagency level. As you've acknowledged, this is not something that UNHCR can address alone. And in my visits over this year to many of the neighbors of the Ukraine situation, but in particular to our second headquarters location in Budapest, this has been an issue, of course, that we've looked at quite intensively, making a little bit of progress, but obviously we would like to make a whole lot more. You also mentioned the appreciation or the perception of the lack of appreciation of experience in this organization. And I want to say, you know, straight out, nothing could be further from the truth. We rely on the experienced colleagues in this organization to help the 65 to 70% of those colleagues who are new to the organization. And when I say new, within the last 5 years, it's that kind of experience as an organization that was created to protect and aid that we will rely on not just today, but in the years to come, more than ever. And then just a final comment, I would say, on diversity, which of course is a huge preoccupation for us and a priority for us. And I want to address in particular the comment from the distinguished delegate from Zimbabwe in the last segment, last agenda item. This is something that we are promoting, not just national colleagues to assume international responsibilities, but also colleagues to be shifting from one regional context to another quite nimbly and with agility. What we are seeing as well, although we are a very diverse organization, our workforce tends to be very much oriented towards the region of origin of those colleagues. And we're trying to also encourage much more diversity across the organization. And we'll be looking to additional tools to do that in the months to come. So thank you again, Madam Chairperson. Thanks. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much.